good morning from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church in beautiful Silver Hill, Alabama, and welcome to our Sunday morning worship encouragement, God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me through the night from all harm and danger. I pray that you would keep me this day from all sin and evil, that in all my thoughts and words and deeds I may serve and please you. Into your hands I commend my body and soul and all that is mine. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil one may have no power over me. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is in his holy temple. His throne is in heaven. The Lord is near to all who are of a humble and a contrite spirit. He hears the requests of the penitent and listens to their prayers. Let us therefore draw near with boldness to his throne of grace and confess our sins. Be gracious to me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the greatness of thy compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, I have sinned, and done what is evil in thy sight, so that thou art justified when thou dost speak, and blameless when thou dost judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, thou dost desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part thou wilt make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which thou hast broken rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Lutherans subscribe to the great confessions of faith of the early church. God has not changed, and our faith remains firm in the teachings of the Bible. That's why we often share what is called the Apostles' Creed in our weekly worship. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from where he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Well, let's pray together as we ready our hearts for today's Bible reading. Gracious Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to the earth and sharing your good news of salvation for mankind. Open your holy word to us this morning. Along with our Heavenly Father and your Holy Spirit, minister to our hearts and nurture us in your word. Amen. Here's the situation. The power structure wanted the leader of the opposition eliminated, rubbed out. They set up a kangaroo court. They paid off a patsy and delivered him up to the court. That kangaroo court had no guts. It sent the leader off to a legitimate court which tried to beg off the question. It sent the leader off to another jurisdiction. That jurisdiction sent the leader back to the one trying to beg off the issue. The kangaroo court was that of the chief priests, Annas and Caiaphas. The court to beg off was Pilate. He sent Jesus off to Herod, who sent Jesus back to Pilate. Pilate had to do something. There were all kinds of lobbying going on in the kangaroo court, and in the end, Pilate had Jesus crucified. When your leader gets the axe, what do you start thinking about? Jesus' followers were thinking like that. Get away! Don't go near these hard noses that can't take criticism. Keep low visibility. Hide out. Then some tales start to reach them, though. Jesus is still around. He's not dead. They get together to talk things over, and Jesus actually shows up. Today's reading covers part of the day of the resurrection. It is not morning anymore. Some have seen Jesus in the morning and have told others, no, it is night. People are still in hiding. Life for them is a locked up room, away from the threats of death and destruction, away from unfair courts and a state that desires to sacrifice its citizens to maintain itself. Then comes Jesus. John 20, verses 19 through 31 pick up the narrative. Then the same day, at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now, Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We've seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. This lesson is talking about life. Jesus gives life. With Jesus, fear is not in control. These disciples are scared. Their leader was martyred, and it was a mean and vicious death. They felt the political and religious leaders were lying in wait for them. That's why they were keeping the low profile. They had the doors locked to keep intruders out. They weren't just meeting together. They needed the moral support you get from friends. They needed to talk about rumors. They needed to plan. How could they stay alive? How could they get away? They had no peace, no respite, just worry. That's when Jesus comes with peace. Jesus doesn't come to tell them where to run to. Jesus doesn't come to set up new leadership. Jesus doesn't come to tell them how to deal with the courts. Jesus just comes with peace. The kind of peace Jesus gives calms fear. Well, who can have peace? We discover that with Jesus, no one is left out. Even Thomas. Jesus redirects the thinking of people who are fearful. For the disciples, there is no longer a focus on the world and its threats. For the disciples, there is no longer a focus on getting away. For the disciples, there is now a focus on all those who are present. Jesus doesn't change the focus of those not there. Thomas is somewhere else. Thomas doesn't hear what his friends are saying. Thomas is not open to the witness of others. A simple witness is not enough for this man. Jesus does not deal with Thomas because Thomas is not with the fellowship there here. We have a picture of Thomas before and after Jesus. His life was characterized by unbelief before encountering Jesus 8 days later. His life was characterized by belief after encountering Jesus. We can see and understand that Jesus knew exactly what it would take for Thomas to believe, and he provided it. Jesus gives his peace, but for those that need it, Jesus gives what it takes for that person to have peace. Now for the last idea in today's lesson. With Jesus, there is no death. Jesus is concerned for all people. He affirms his resurrection by appearing to many people. He was concerned enough to meet with many up in Galilee before his ascension. In today's lesson, Christ comes back to reveal himself to Thomas, to show Thomas in a special way that he is real and is still present in Thomas' life. From our perspective, we would say that Jesus sets the vision of ministry and vision and gives a practical example with Thomas. What we know is that Thomas learned the lesson and ended up planting the church in India. Jesus was also concerned about other believers who would not see him. Many things were written for these believers. Even then, not all things were recorded. What we have was written for us, the ones in Thomas' shoes, the ones that missed out seeing Jesus. John and the Holy Spirit, speaking through John, want us to know Jesus. Believe and have life is the message. Be in the fellowship and hear the words of eternal life is the message. It is a chapter later in John's Gospel that we get these words, John 21:25. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. And it is true in today's lesson as well. John writes to us in John 20, verses 30 and 31. And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. As we end our time together, let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, please join us for worship this morning at 10 a.m. if you can. Zion Lutheran Church is a liturgical traditional Lutheran church located in Silver Hill on the corner of 4th Avenue and 7th Street. We are one block south of State Highway 104 and two blocks west of Highway 55. If you find the Silver Hill Library landmark, you are just a block away. Look for our signs. Want more information about our Lutheran Fellowship? Come to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or give us a call at 945-5209. May God bless you in your spiritual walk this week, and don't forget to catch God's loving kindness in the morning next Sunday, same time and same place on your radio dial. Have you had the opportunity to bless a child in India or in Baldwin County? Zion Lutheran Church understands that the Holy Spirit brings people together within the body of Christ to accomplish His will. We have two mission projects that perhaps the Holy Spirit might plant on your heart. The first project relates to the Dalit children in Charala. We used to call the Dalit people the Untouchables. Children are the hope of the Indian church in many ways, but the Dalits are out of the education loop in India. St. Paul's Lutheran Public School in Charala, Andhra Pradesh, India, can use our help for Dalit education. The second potential project relates to you if you live north of I-10 and south of I-65 in Baldwin County. We at Zion believe that the Lord wants to establish a Lutheran fellowship in this area. If the Lord lays the needs of the Dalit children on your heart, or if you desire to be part of a Lutheran fellowship in North Baldwin, please call us at 945-5209.